And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 9th of March, 2016. It's the birthday of a writer who called his own books the chewing gum of American literature, crime novelist Mickey Spillane, born Frank Morrison Spillane, Brooklyn, 1918, son of an Irish bartender. He was selling ties in a department store when he met a co-worker whose brother produced comic books, and Spillane went to work for him, writing comics, and he invented a private eye named Mike Hammer. He turned out more than 30 novels, most of them featuring Mike Hammer, including Kiss Me Deadly, The Girl Hunters, Body Lovers, and The Killing Man. His books sold more than 225 million copies. It's the birthday of Vida Sackville West, born near Sevenoaks, England, 1892, daughter of an English baron. She grew up in the ancestral mansion in Kent, a building with 365 rooms. She was beautiful, more than 6 feet tall, had dark eyes, fell in love with several women, some of them schoolmates. When she was 21, she married a diplomat, Harold Nicholson, even while she was in a passionate affair with another woman. She said of Nicholson, "Our relationship was so fresh, so intellectual, so unphysical, that I never thought of him in that aspect at all. Some men seem to be born to be lovers, others to be husbands. He was of the latter category. An unconventional marriage, but they remained devoted to each other for the rest of their lives, wrote to each other daily when they were apart, raised a son together." When Vida Sackville West was 30, she met Virginia Woolf at a dinner party, fell in love with her, they became friends, and then lovers. She was the inspiration for the main character in Woolf's novel Orlando. Sackville West wrote more than 15 novels herself, but today she's better known for her writing on gardening. She wrote a weekly gardening column for The Observer for 15 years, and that's what is still read today. Here's a poem for today by Ron Kirchee entitled Nancy Drew. Merely pretty, she made up for it with vim, and she got to say things like, "But gosh, what if these plans should fall into the wrong hands?" And it was pretty clear she didn't mean plans for a party or a trip to the museum, but something involving espionage and a Nazi or two. In fact, the handsome exchange student turns out to be a fascist sympathizer. When he snatches Nancy along with some blueprints, she knows he has something more sinister in mind than kissing her with his mouth open. Locked in the pantry of an abandoned farmhouse, Nancy makes a radio out of a shoelace and a muffin. Pretty soon the police show up and everything's hunky-dory. Nancy accepts their thanks, but she's subdued. It's not like her to fall for a cad. Even as she plans a short vacation to sort out her emotions, she knows there will be a suspicious waiter, a woman in a green off-the-shoulder dress, and her very jittery husband. Very well, but no more handsome boys like the last one, the part in his hair that was sheer propulsion, that way he had of lifting his eyes to hers over the custard, those feelings that made her not want to be brave, confident and daring, polite, sensitive, and caring. Nancy Drew, a poem by Ron Kirchee from Fever, published by Red Hen Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Staples, offering tech services for small businesses like PC setup and repair, some tasks completed by the next day. Staples.com/tech services. Staples. Make more happen. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.